This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New York's Attorney General has moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. His death has sparked nightly protests and calls for reform. The Attorney General said Saturday that the grand jury will be part of an exhaustive investigation. Prude's death after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier this week. Protesters are demanding more accountability and legislation to change how authorities respond to mental health emergencies. Justice Department prosecutors have now urged a federal appeals court to uphold a prison sentence of more than 13 years for a former Coast Guard officer accused of plotting a terrorist attack inspired by infamous mass murderers and far-right extremists. The argument from federal prosecutors in Maryland came in a court filing Thursday, months after attorneys for Christopher Hassan asked the appeals court to let him withdraw his guilty plea or throw out his sentence. The main area of contention is whether a federal judge properly applied a terrorism enhancement to the sentence of the former lieutenant who was not charged or convicted of a terrorism-related offense. When it comes to COVID-19, globally, there are more than 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths. The number of worldwide infections is now more than 26.7 million. While the United States has more than 6.2 million confirmed cases, both Brazil and India topped 4 million over the weekend, with India being slightly behind Brazil. This is VOA News. Four more countries have agreed to run late-stage clinical tests of coronavirus vaccine candidates from China. National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech as China sets up and steps up its efforts in the global race. Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase three trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as new cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president said that phase three trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. They added that the foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccines. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades manufacturing techniques. It also says it's working on a plan to raise its annual capacity to 1 billion doses. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It has also obtained approvals for two other countries for phase three trials. South Korea on Sunday reported the smallest rise in coronavirus infections in 3 weeks, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day as tighter restrictions cap a second wave. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 167 cases of the new coronavirus for the 24 hours through midnight Saturday. That's down from 168 the previous day. It also brings the country's total infections within the same period to more than 21,000, with 334 COVID-19 deaths. Success in crushing early outbreaks was partially reversed after a wave of infections among members of a church spread when they attended a political rally in mid-August. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday toured areas hit by a typhoon, replaced a local provincial party committee chairman, and ordered Pyongyang officials to lead a recovery effort. The Korean Central News Agency said more than 1,000 houses were destroyed along the coastline, areas of South and North Hamgyong provinces, and not a few public buildings and farmlands were inundated. Kim led an enlarged executive policy committee as well on recovery efforts in the typhoon-hit areas. He focused on detailed measures like an organization of building crews to be dispatched to those areas, designed and material support. And at that very same meeting, he also discussed and dismissed the chairman of the South Hamgyong Provincial Party Committee and appointed a new chairman. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.